This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tip-off is won by the Nokomis Redskins. They're decked out in their black uniforms with the white numeral. Camden Ramsdell with the ball, gives it off on the wing to Engelman. Connor Engelman takes the ball back around to the opposite side to Kendrick Barnes. Now in the corner, the pass trying to skip and go back up front is going to be deflected and stolen by the Eagles. Down quickly goes Clark. His shot won't go. Adams with a rebound. His shot won't go. And there's Carter Sobel to come up with the rebound for the Redskins. Redskins will try quickly to go inside to Braden Sobel. The pass is going to be deflected by Withers and go out of bounds. It'll be Redskins ball under their own basket. Kendrick Barnes will be the trigger person. He'll kick it in very quickly to Camden Ramsdell. And Ramsdell off the glass on the left side makes quick work of that. 2-0 Nokomis. Withers down the lane, a little running one-hander. No good. Braden Sobel comes up with the rebound for NHS. Camden Ramsdell takes it across midcourt, and he'll dish it off. Kendrick Barnes, easy for you to say. They'll go inside to Carter Sobel, and Sobel goes gently off the glass for an easy two. So Sobel has two, Ramsdell has two, and Nokomis has a 4-0 lead. The Eagles turn the ball over again, as this time it is Bryce Zupan and has it roll off of his leg for the turnover on CM, giving the ball back to Nokomis. It'll come in to Ramsdell. Ramsdell kicks it over on the other side to Barnes. Kendrick Barnes back to Camden Ramsdell. He'll pick his dribble up near midcourt. Give it off to Connor Engelman. Engelman looking inside. They'll try to find Sobel. His shot will not go. But Kendrick Barnes with the putback, and it's good. Kendrick Barnes with two. So three different Redskins have scored, and they lead 6-0 here in the early going. Jaquan Adams with the ball on the left wing. He'll go back up top, giving it to Zupan. Into Clark, to Adams. He'll drive the lane and go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act. Nokomis foul will go against Camden Ramsdell. That'll be his first. Adams to the free throw line to shoot two. CM has yet to score nearly 2 minutes into the game. Now they have, as Adams makes his first free throw. He'll get another one with the 6:12 mark showing on the first quarter clock. 6-1 is the Nokomis lead. It's now 6-2 as Adams makes both free throws. Facing full court pressure, the Redskins get the ball over to Ramsdell. Back to Barnes. Running one-handers up. No good. They're a little pump fake, and then they kick it back outside to Camden Ramsdell. Over to Sobel in the deep corner. He'll try a three, but it comes up short, and CM Eagles come away with the ball. They almost lose control. We get it in to Withers. Withers kicks it back out top to Zupan. Now over to the other side to Clark. He's trying to drive the baseline. The ball is deflected, but they're going to say last touch by the Eagles. So the Eagles have as many turnovers as they have points here in the early going. At the 5:44 mark, we'll take a timeout. Nokomis 6, CM 2, back after these messages on WSMI. Returning from the timeout, the Redskins will send Connor Engelman, Camden Ramsdell, Carter Sobel, Kendrick Barnes, and Braden Sobel back out on the floor. The Eagles will counter with Caden Clark, Bryce Zupan, Caleb Denny, Jaquan Adams, and Jeffrey Withers. It'll be Nokomis ball as the Eagles will come out and give them full court pressure. Redskins had a bit of trouble with the Taylorville pressure defense last night, but seemed like they're handling CM's pressure pretty well. Over on the wing it goes to Kendrick Barnes, and he'll go up top to Camden Ramsdell. Ramsdell will hold the ball between the circles to get the offense set up. Carter Sobel posting up down low. Braden Sobel with the ball in the corner. Now they'll reverse the ball back around to the other side and give it back to Carter Sobel in the left corner. He'll dribble out two or three times and then dish it off to Camden Ramsdell. Reversing it back around to the right side. They'll stop and pop Will Carter Sobel. His shot will not go, but the Redskins come up with the offensive rebound. Hendricks Barnes doing the honors. And the Redskins will reset their offense, leading 6-2. It goes over on the wing to Barnes. Back down to the other side to Camden Ramsdell. His layup goes off the rim. Back quickly go the Eagles as Clark drives to the lane and then gets the shot to roll off the rim. He'll pick up his own rebound, trying to knock it off one of the Redskins' legs. He didn't get it done as NHS comes up with the takeaway. That will be the third turnover of the game on CM. And at the 4:25 mark, the Redskins have the ball and a 6-2 lead. Camden Ramsdell gets the ball up to Sobel at the head of the key. Now it comes back to Ramsdell for a long two. Nope, they're going to give him three. Ramsdell gets three on the play, gives him 5 points on the game. Makes it a 9-2 lead. Eagles come back, and they're a little bit more patient, setting up the offense this time. They'll give the ball to Zupan. He'll little play fake, then get the ball to Withers. Back to Jaquan Adams. They'll swing it all the way around to Zupan again. His three-point shot is no good, and Carter Sobel comes up with the rebound. 3:40 to go, first quarter. 9-2 is the Redskin lead. On the left wing, Camden Ramsdell holds the ball high above his head. Now he'll leave it for Connor Engelman. Engelman to set things up, pass for three low, one on each block, one out in the left corner. Now he'll get the ball back from Hendrick Barnes and bring it back up top. He'll swing it around to the right side, Connor Engelman giving it off to Barnes. Barnes with a dribble drive, nothing there, so he'll find Carter Sobel. Oh, Sobel had the ball stripped just as he was going up for the layup, as Zupan had some quick hands in there, makes the steal, turnover number two on McComas. Zupan to Adams. Adams loses control. Withers goes to the floor, saves it, gives it off to Clark. His little finger roll is good. Caden Clark. The 5'11 senior with a little teardrop from the right side. Gives the Eagles of Civic Memorial 4 points. Now as Sobel starts to drive, Withers is going to reach in and get caught for the foul. Withers getting the first foul of the game for him and for the Eagles. As Engelman will have a seat and Austin McDowell will come into the lineup for the Redskins. McDowell gets the inbound pass, goes into Sobel, comes back to him. Now down in the corner, it goes deep to Camden Ramsdell. Ramsdell brings it back up top as they'll reverse it to McDowell. Now back to the other side, shots up and long for coming off the hands of Camden Ramsdell. The Eagles come back with a rebound, come down and miss a three-point shot of their own, and the ball will go back over to Hendrick Barnes. Barnes on a roll dribble being chased by Clark gets the ball inside to Braden Sobel, and as Braden goes up for the ball, one of the Eagles went up with him from behind and they'll get called for the foul. This foul will go against Jacob Coleman, who just entered the game. So Coleman will pick up his first, team second. It was a common foul, so the Redskins will take it out and bring it up. It'll be Sobel with the shot on the baseline right side. It will not go. Back the other way, go to the Eagles. Jaquan Adams with the ball in the left corner. Back up top, he'll give it to Zupan. Bryce Zupan swings it over to Will Booth just into the ball game. For CM, back to Adams on the left corner. Back up top, it'll go to Zupan. Clark posting up, gets the pass, and then kicks it off to Booth. Booth swings it back around to Clark. Back inside, outside, Adams for three, comes up short. Sobel with the rebound. That's Carter doing the honors this time. He'll go down the other way, Austin McDowell with the ball. He'll give it up to Camden Ramsdell between the circles. Now it goes over on the left wing to Sobel. Sobel's three-pointer's up, and it's no good. Now they're going to give him two free throws. Maybe he was not outside the line. I thought he was. But the foul is going to go against number 10, Bryce Zupan. He'll pick up his first. Free throws coming for Carter Sobel. Whether it's two or three, we'll wait and see. First one rims out. We know that he's going to get at least one more. B.J. Chaussee comes into the lineup, replacing Braden Sobel. Second free throw for Carter Sobel. Is up, but it's good. That's who's all they're going to give him, so evidently he did have a foot on the line. He'll make the second, giving him 3 points on the night, making it 10-4 in favor of Nokomis. Caden Clark off to Jaquan Adams. Adams down the lane. He gets a shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is going to go against Austin McDowell. It'll be his first. Jaquan Adams will get two and one free throw. Adams with 4 points, looking for number five. Yep, he found it. Three for three from the charity stripe is Jaquan Adams. He has 5 of the 7 points for the Eagles as they trail 10-7 as we head into the final minute of the first quarter. Austin McDowell swings it around, giving it off to B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee gets the ball into Carter Sobel. He tried to put the ball on the floor, and they're going to say that a foul was called against. I guess they're going to call that one on Will Booth from reaching in. He made it look like he reached in and hit him on the leg, but I don't think that's exactly what happened. In any event, the foul will allow the Redskins to maintain possession as they'll give it off on the wing to B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee will go back up top to Camden Ramsdell. Ramsdell holds the ball as we go down to 15 seconds here in the first quarter. Now they'll dish it off to McDowell. Austin says, here, take it back, and gives it to Camden Ramsdell. Now they'll set the offense up with 7 seconds to go. They'll inside, go inside to Sobel. His shot will not go. But I believe the tip-in is going to go to Carter Sobel. He was right there, got up there, got a hand on it. In any event, the basket is good, and the Redskins of Nokomis have a 12-7 lead after one quarter play here at Litchfield High School. We'll take a break, be back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. It was a good quarter for the Nokomis Redskins as they outscore CM 12-7. Camden Ramsdell with 5 points. Carter Sobel with 5 points as well. The final 2 points from Hendricks Barnes. For the Eagles, it was 5 points for Jaquan Adams and 2 points for Caden Clark. The Eagles get the ball to start the second quarter. They'll inbound, try to reverse pass out, and Austin McDowell get a hand on it and knock it out of bounds. So the Eagles will inbound in front of the stage over on the far side once again. Into the corner it goes to Withers. Withers wanted to drive baseline, but it was shut off. So he'll go back up top to Clark, who'll fire a three at the head of the key. It won't go. And Camden Ramsdell comes down with the rebound. He'll leave it for Hendricks Barnes. Barnes will take the ball over on the other side to Ramsdell. Up top it goes. Shots up a little bit sharp by Hendricks Barnes. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Eagles. So the Redskins will inbound under their own basket. Hendricks Barnes will be the trigger person. He'll get it into Austin McDowell. Now over to Carter Sobel on the wing. He'll give it off to Ben Marley just into the game to start the second quarter. And he'll dish it out for a long three for Austin McDowell, and he gets bottom of the net. First points of the night for McDowell. Redskins with good pressure defense. They take the ball away from CN, go the other way. Sobel's out ahead of the back pack, and he gets an easy two. Gives Sobel 7, gives the Eagles their fourth turnover, and gives Nokomis a 17-7 lead. Quan Adams out between the circles. Sobel's playing on the point of that defense. Kind of makes it difficult to try to reverse the ball back and forth when you got a big guy like that on the point of the 1-2-2. Into the corner, shots up by Caleb Denny. It's no good, but the Eagles retrieve the loose ball, and they'll reset the offense. It's going to be a double dribble called on Jaquan Adams. Didn't know if he wanted to go left or go right. And what he's going to do is go back and play some defense, so that's turnover number 5 on CM. So the Redskins will inbound. It'll be Austin McDowell getting the ball into Camden Ramsey. Over on the wing, it goes to Hendricks Barnes. He's trying to feed inside for Braden Sobble, just back into the ball game, and he does a good job of getting Sobble the ball, and Sobble gets his first 2 points of the game. And just like that, it's 19-7. The Eagles call a timeout as they need one. Coach Kimbrough's out intensely talking to his troops, even though they have a 19-7 lead. He doesn't want them to sit on that lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. They'll bring it in to Clark. Caden will give the ball back to Bryce Zupan. Zupan and Clark make catch over the top, getting the ball across midcourt. Clark to Zupan. He'll think about a three. He'll take that three. He'll hit that three. Bryce Zupan with his first points of the game as he drains the three from way out ahead of the key. His first 3 points makes it a 10-point game, 19-10. Now in the haste to get down the floor, it is Camden Ramsdell who double dribbles, and that'll be turnover number three on NHS. So the Eagles of Civic Memorial will bring the ball down, trailing by nine. They lost yesterday, as did the Redskins. Shots up from the baseline, and it's no good. Taylorville beat Nokomis 74-46. Mount Zion beat CM 59-54. Those two teams will match up after this game for the championship of the 51st Litchfield Tournament. By the time you're listening to this game, that result will probably be final. Nokomis working the ball around the perimeter. Now they'll go inside and then kick it back outside as Connor Engelman with a baseline shot. It won't go. The Eagles come the other way. Going to be a foul on the floor as Withers drove in under the basket, and as he went to shoot the pass back through the middle, he's going to be fouled there by Camden Ramsdell. Ramsdell will pick up his second foul. Caleb Denny will trigger it in for the Eagles. Up top, it'll go to Zupan. Zupan fakes the pass to the left and then takes the ball back over to the right. He'll now get a return skip pass, and inside it will go to Coleman, who kicks it back out to Zupan, who's got the hot hand. Bryce Zupan gets bottom of the net. His second tray of the day gives him 6 points. Now all of a sudden it's 19-13. The Eagles have drawn back within six. Trying to be aggressive on the defense, Bryce Zupan's going to get caught reaching in. Got his hand in a cookie jar, picked up his second foul. He'll have a seat as Will Booth will replace him in the Civic Memorial lineup. See him wearing their white uniforms with the purple numerals and purple and gold trim. Austin McDowell with the ball over on the left wing. They'll reverse it back around to the right wing to Connor Engelman. Engelman to Sobble in the corner, then off to Hendricks Barnes. Baseline jumpers up, but no good. Jaquan Adams skies for the rebound. Foul going to be called against for the Redskins, and it'll go against Connor Engelman. Engelman will pick up his first. That's the fourth team foul against Nokomis. So CM will inbound with 4:29 to go till half. 19-13 is the Nokomis lead. And that patented 1-2-2 defense, the Eagles take their time and get the ball across midcourt. Now it's Austin McDowell playing the point of the 1-2-2 as the Sobble boys are playing both sides of the baseline. Withers with a jumper from the elbow over on the right side. Rolls around, won't go down. Rebounds up, and it rolls off as Jacob Coleman couldn't get the shot to drop. Finally, the Redskins come away with the ball. Booth kicks the would-be pass, and it comes all the way down here to the other end out of bounds. It's a violation. We'll give the ball back to Nokomis with 3:57 to go till halftime. It's 19-13. Nokomis with the lead. We'll have a timeout on the floor. As we do, we'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. Well, as we said, these two teams playing for the third place trophy in the Litchfield tournament. These two teams have met before. The first time they met back in November. At Triad, it was CM 70, Nokomis 61. Here in the tournament, in pool play, CM defeated Litchfield 69-36, and they defeated Metro East Lutheran 64-49. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by Nokomis. So CM will get the ball back. Nokomis defeated Wood River 64-43 and Hillsboro 53-35 before losing to Taylorville last night. CM lost to Mount Zion last night. Pass inside to Withers. He can't handle it. He's able to finally get control and give it back to Clark for three. As Clark goes up for the rebound, there's going to be a foul called on Nokomis as Austin McDowell will get the call. It'll be his second foul. He is looking in disbelief. But Caleb Denny says, wait a minute, I was flying through the air, being pushed forward. Inbounds pass comes directly into Adams, and it's taken away from him. Turnover number six on CM. I think we have an administrative warning. Play was stopped, and the referee said something, I think, to the Nokomis bench. In any event, Nokomis gets the ball after the stoppage of play. And the shot goes up and in for Austin McDowell as he simply took a pass and drove the left side of the lane off the glass for two. Give McDowell five. Give the Redskins a 21-13 lead as we approach the three-minute mark of the second quarter. Boost with the ball out in the corner. He'll kick it back up top to Caleb Denny. Now it goes over to Clark. He wants to drive through the traffic, give it off to Adams. Adams goes up strong and gets the shot to drop. Daquan Adams went right down the center of the lane, got bumped a little as he went up, but was able to maintain his shot. Back the other way, sobble to sobble. They can't make connection as it goes out of bounds for turnover number four on Nokomis. Boos will have a seat as he will be replaced by Jaden Serafini, making his first appearance in the ball game this evening. Caden Clark brings the ball across midcourt. Point of the press now being played by Connor Engelman. They reverse it in the corner, and Clark throws the ball out of bounds. Serafini, had he been 7'2", might have had a chance of catching that one, but he's not, and he didn't. Turnover number seven on Civic Memorial, gives the ball back to Nokomis. They'll bring the ball across midcourt with Hendricks in there, it was. As Hendricks came across, they turn the ball over, go back the other way to the Eagles of Civic Memorial. They missed the shot, and so the Nokomis Redskins will regain possession, and they'll head down the floor, and now slow things down. As Camden Russell says, that's enough of that. Let's just hold on for a second. He'll give it off to Austin McDowell. Back to the other side. A wide open Hendricks Barnes goes up for the shot and is hacked in the act. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is going to be called on Jaden Serafini. His first to the line to shoot two, Hendricks Barnes. He'll eye the first one. He'll try the first one. He'll buy the first one. So Barnes had 2 points, now has three. He'll get another. 1:47 to go in the half. 22-15, Nokomis by seven. Barnes with his second free throw. He eyes it, he tries it, and he buys it. 2-for-2 from the charity stripe is Hendricks Barnes. 3-for-4 from the charity stripe are the Nokomis Redskins. Caden Clark has the ball poked away from him as he brings the ball down the floor. He'll get it off to Adams. He'll swing it back around. Clark tries to go inside. It's stolen away by the Redskins. As they head back the other way, Serafini going to get called for a reach-in. Serafini is going to pick up his second. I believe that's a seventh team foul. Coach Locke did not like that. And the referees really don't care. So it'll be a 1-and-1 for Hendricks Barnes as he steps to the free throw line and eyes it. Now he tries it. Can't buy it. Caught off front iron. Brazen Sobel, however, gets a long rebound. He'll kick it back on the wing to Austin McDowell. His shot won't go, and the Eagles come away with a rebound. Clark to set things up with 1:15 to go till half. His Eagles trailing by 8. Jaquan Adams trying to go in to the lane, and they're going to call a jump ball. And the jump ball will go to Nokomis as the arrow favors them. So the Eagles, in essence, lost a possession. That'll be their 9th turnover then, as the Redskins will inbound. They'll get it to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell picks up his dribble near midcourt. He'll leave it for Austin McDowell. McDowell almost traveled as he jumped. Didn't know where he was passing, but he got rid of it before he hit the floor. Now the ball comes back to him, and this time he'll take it over to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell goes back to Austin McDowell. McDowell looking for Sobel. Got either one of them, one to the high post, one to the low post. Instead, he'll go over on the opposite wing. 35 seconds till half. As the Redskins, enjoying an 8-point lead, they're going to sit there and take their time. He'll go off to Sobel at the high post, and he'll kick it back out to Ransdell. Ransdell to Carter Sobel. Down to 20 seconds we go. Nokomis still patiently waiting for the final shot of the half. They lead by 8 and want to make sure they have at least an 8-point lead when they go into the locker room. They're playing pitch and catch, are McDowell and Barnes. Now they'll go over on the other wing to McDowell. He'll cut through as he passes the ball back to Ransom. Inside they'll go to Braden Sobel, and Sobel in the right place at the right time gets it off the glass and good. Braden Sobel has 4. And at halftime, the Nokomis Redskins have a 25-15 lead over the CM Eagles. They lead by 10, led by 5 after one quarter. And they are led in scoring here this evening by Carter Sobel, who has 7. Then it's 4 points each for Braden Sobel and Hendrix Barnes. 5 points for Austin McDowell. 5 points for Camden Ransdell. So they've spread the wealth. As for the CM Eagles, Bryce Supan with a pair of threes has 6 points. 7 points for Jaquan Adams, and the other 2 points from Caden Clark. And so it is, 25-15, Nokomis with the lead at halftime. You're listening to WSMI. Ready for our third quarter action here at the Litchfield Invitational. It is the CM Eagles and the Nokomis Redskins doing battle. Nokomis came into tonight's game with a 14-6 record. And here at halftime, they enjoy a 10-point lead, 25-15, over the CM Eagles, who came in to tonight's game with a 12-6 record. CM will get the ball to start the second half. They'll try to go inside, and the pass is going to be deflected and stolen. And just like that, the Eagles took less than 10 seconds to pick up their 10th turnover. Back the other way, Nokomis is going to go inside to Sobel. Braden with a little finger roll. He'll start the third quarter off the same way he ended the second quarter. 6 points for Braden Sobel. 27-15 is the Nokomis lead. Clark takes it to Withers in the corner. Withers with a long pass skips it over to the far side to Zupan. Zupan back to Clark. Clark's going to dribble from right to left and give it into the corner. He'll give it off to Caleb Denny. Back up top it goes to Zupan. The Redskins doing a good job of packing in there with their 1-2-2 defense. CM cannot find any cracks in the defense. Now Clark's going to try to scoop the shot up from the lane. It will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Austin McDowell with the honors. Back quickly come the Redskins. They'll stop and pop. Hendrix Barnes with a baseline jumper. It's up and it's good. Hendrix Barnes with his second bucket of the game gives him 6 points as he has 2 field goals and 2 free throws. And the lead for Nokomis is up to 14. Skip pass doesn't work too well against the Redskins, as coming over to deflect it was Hendrix Barnes. It'll go out of bounds. CM will inbound in front of the stage. And it comes to Clark. Caden Clark, a 5'11 senior. Over to Bryce Zupan, a 6'1 junior. Now up top it'll go to Adams. He's at the elbow on the left side. Thought about a shot. Instead he'll give it off to Clark, who lost the handle. Turnover number 11 on CMHS. Back the other way, Sobel has one rolled off the rim. Braden missed it. Carter tried to get the rebound. He had it deflected out of bounds. It'll be Nokomis' ball. 6:10 to go, third quarter, 29-15. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Hendricks Barnes will trigger it and then get the inbounds pass right back as it comes over to skip the pass to Camden Ransdell. Inside to Sobel. He'll turn square off the glass and good. Carter Sobel with his ninth point of the game. Got that ball in at the mid-post area, just simply pivoted, kept the ball high above his head, kissed it off the glass, got the shot to drop. Ross Locke says, we need a timeout, and indeed he does, as the Eagles are trailing 31-15 to the Nokomis Redskins. They'll take a timeout. We will, too. You're listening to WSMI. Chip Means, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, bringing you the fourth game of our quadruple header here on Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. Hope you've enjoyed the first three. As we bring you Nokomis and CM doing battle for the third place honors here at the Litchfield Tournament. With 5:48 to go in the third quarter, it's 31-15 Nokomis as they have outscored Civic Memorial 6-0 in the first 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Like I say, when you play the Redskins, you better not blink your eye. A 10-point lead turns into a 16-point lead very quickly. The Eagles will inbound and get it into the corner as they try to get the ball back up top, and the shot goes down for Caleb Denny. As Denny drives the lane, gets his first shot of the game to drop, and give him 2 points. Back the other way comes the Redskins as they'll give it up to Sobel up top. Looking for a player whose number I did not see in here. Shot goes up and it comes off of Adam's leg, so it'll still be in a Comas ball. 4CM into the game, 6'2 sophomore Travis Hilligoth. Hilligoth had his number way down at the bottom of the list. Finally found it. Hilligoth is a 6'2 sophomore. Foul's going to be called against Withers on a reach-in. It'll be his second. Nokomis will inbound and get it over to Braden Sobel. He'll skip it back over on the other side to Barnes. His pass is an errant one. He's got people all over the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different players on the floor. Nobody could come up with that elusive ball. Finally, CM does. They'll head the other way, and Hilligoth's shot is no good. Nokomis brings the ball back down quickly. Austin McDowell with it over on the wing to give it down in the corner to Braden Sobel. Sobel goes back up top to McDowell. And they'll reset with 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Over on the left side to Camden Ransdell now. Now up top to Carter Sobel. He'll look for Braden over in the baseline. His shot's up and comes up a little short. Zupan comes away with the rebound for CM, who trailed by 14 points, 31-17. Adams brings the ball across midcourt and gives it off to Caleb Denny. Denny at the free throw line extended over on the left side. He'll go back up top to Zupan, who gets bottom of the net. Third tray of the day for Bryce Zupan gives him 9 points, draws the Eagles back to within 11, 31-20. Long skip pass over to the far corner to Camden Ransdell. He thought about driving baseline. Instead, he'll skip the pass back to McDowell. McDowell drives, and if he does, he's going to draw a foul. This one will go against Bryce Zupan. It'll be the third foul on Zupan to the free throw line. Austin McDowell to shoot two. McDowell doesn't have a free throw yet tonight. He's got a three, got a two, looking for a one. But before he gets to shoot, they're going to allow some shoe tying here as Jaquan Adams' shoe had come untied. He takes care of business. And now McDowell takes care of business, too, as he makes the first free throw. So he's got a one and a two and a three. 6 points for McDowell. Clark re-enters the ball game. Hilligoth will have a seat as McDowell gets ready for his second. Three or four dribbles. Now he eyes it. Now he tries it. Now he buys it. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe is Austin McDowell. The lead is 13, 33-20. down on the baseline. Withers is double teamed. Sauble comes from behind and pokes the ball away from him and out of bounds. It'll be CM ball under their own basket. Withers gets it in to Zupan. Zupan up top to Clark. Clark backs up between the circles and says, let's set the offense. He'll go into the high post to Adams. He wanted a drive, but quickly he's triple teamed. That's the McComas defense. Instead, he'll go back over to Bryce Zupan, who gets bottom of the net once again. So he's made four baskets, but he has 12 points. Back the other way, Sauble to Sauble. Carter gets the basket. Braden gets the assist. Carter draws the foul. He'll go to the line to attempt to complete a three-point play. Nice ball handling there by the McComas Redskins. Braden Sauble very unselfishly took the pass, found the diagonal wide open for Carter, who makes the bucket, now gets the bruise and makes the free throw too. That makes it 36-23. So just as the Eagles had gotten the lead back down to about 11, now all of a sudden the Redskins have increased that lead to 13, 36-23. Inside 3 minutes would go. Inside to Adams. Adams is pushed as he tries to go for the shot. 22, Camden Ransdell will pick up his third. So, Adams to the free throw line. First one is good. He has 8 points. Let's shoot one more. Camden Ransdell with those three fouls will have a seat as Adams will get ready to shoot free throw number two. He makes it as well. 9 points on the night for Adams. McComas coming down quickly. The ball off to Connor Engelman over on the right wing. Into the corner it goes to Braden Sauble. Now they'll bring it back out, reverse it, and then Austin McDowell says, let's go set things up and start it again. They'll take the ball over on the wing to Engelman. Sauble, that is Carter, will go down into the corner. Braden Sauble will go to the high post. They'll look to him, but not give him the ball this time. 2:22 showing on a third quarter clock. 36-25, 11-point McComas lead. Playing very methodical basketball. Now into the corner for three. Shots up, no good, but Braden Sauble comes up with a rebound. His shot won't go either. Back the other way quickly go the Panthers. The Eagles, as the Eagles shot is up and no good by Jacob Coleman. Back the other way to the Redskins. They are having trouble finding the basket as well as it rolls off back iron. Now the Eagles going back the other way. A lot of basketball, but not a lot of scoring here. Coleman's shot comes up short once again. Both teams seem to be snake-bitten here in the last 30 seconds or so as they've missed point-blank shots. They've had them roll off the rim left, and they've rolled off the rim right. They just can't go through. So now McComas, with that 11-point lead and 1:30 showing on the third quarter clock, they're going to set up an offense, get a little more patient. They'll give the ball off to Engelman. Engelman will pass it back and forth with McDowell. Now down to the corner it goes to Hendrick Barnes. Barnes is going to dribble it up, and he'll leave it for Connor Engelman. He'll go across to the other side. On the right side now, it'll be Braden Sauble who has the ball. Now he'll give it up top to Engelman. As Engelman does, Sauble goes out to the head of the key and looks for a return pass. Ball instead goes in to Carter Sauble, whose jumper from the L is no good. However, the Redskins recover the rebound, and they maintain possession as we go inside 50 seconds. Austin McDowell with the ball to Carter Sauble. Sauble passes it off, and it'll go into the hands of Austin McDowell. Now to Braden Sauble in the right corner. He'll go back up top. Whoa, pass is deflected and stolen by Clark. He's going to go to the basket. He's going to go to the hole and get to. Caden Clark with his first basket since way back in the first quarter. He has four and draws the Eagles to within nine. 36-27, 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The McComas Redskins say let's hold for the last shot. Down to eight, now seven, now six. On the drive is Engelman to give the ball off. And a shot up on the horn. No, will not go, but a foul is going to be called. McDowell couldn't get the shot to drop. but the foul is going to be called on the back. And this is going to go against, I believe that one's going to go against Carter Sobel. That'll be his first. It's a common foul, so there was no shooting, as that's only the third team foul against the Redskins here in the second half. Excuse me, the second team foul. But in any event, that concludes the third quarter, and after three quarters of play, it is McComas 36, CM 27. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WFMI. McComas will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading 36-27 against Pacific Memorial Eagles. And this is the third place match of the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. They'll work very patiently, leading by 9. They led by 10 at halftime, led by 5 after the first quarter. Baseline jumper by Austin McDowell will not go. The Eagles of Civic Memorial come up with a rebound. Jaquan Adams brings it down the floor. He'll go to the head of the key and then circle back and give it off to Clark. Into Zupan in the corner. He's had the hot hand from three-point line, and he's had four threes on the night, but he'll pass that one up. Instead, they'll go back over to the other side to Jacob Coleman. Coleman now to Booth. Booth in the corner, gets the ball back out to Coleman. Coleman's going to stop, and he won't pop. Instead, he'll pass it to Adams, and they'll reverse the ball back to the left side. Now to Coleman. It comes back to him on the right side. Clark for three. Bottom of the net. Caden Clark, that is his 40th tray of the season. It draws the Eagles as close as they've been in a long time. They're back within 6, 36-30. As now the Redskins pull the ball down and take it inside to Sobel. Carter doesn't have a shot, so he kicks it all the way around. They'll reverse it to Braden Sobel in the corner over on the right side. Now they'll come up and reset the offense. Gives it off on a wing to Hendrick Barnes. Back up top, it'll go to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell looking for the Sobels, one cutting high, one cutting low. Instead, he tries to go to the wing, and on the steal, it goes the other way, and Booth comes up with a quick 2 points. Will Booth with his first 2 points of the game. That is the fifth turnover on McComas, and don't look now, but we've got a four-point game with 6 minutes to go. Eagles putting on some pressure, and they create another turnover. Back the other way, Adams going to sky, and then he'll kick to the corner. He was looking for Zupan from three-point land. The ball deflected off the referee, who was in bounds, so it stayed in play. Back to Clark, who thought about another three. Now to Boost in the corner. Now back up to Coleman. Coleman's going to drive, put it off the glass. It won't go, but there's Adams to sky for the offensive rebound, and the putback gives Adams 11 points and makes this a two-point ball game. 36-34, McComas with the lead and the ball. Down to 5:20 we go. And Coach Kimbrough says, I think we need a timeout. He'll take a full timeout, and we will too. You're listening to WFMI. Chip Means, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Booker. Big crowd already in the gymnasium, and it's getting larger as the Taylorville fans and the Mount Zion fans, they're coming in to fill this place to the gills, as they say. Full timeout for the McComas Redskins, and Coach Kimbrough is filling up every second with instructions and encouragement for the team. They find that lead, which was a comfortable 10 points at the halftime, and got even better as it was up to 16 a couple of minutes into the third quarter. It has dwindled to 9 points to start the fourth quarter, and now the Eagles have come out and are on a 7-0 run here in the fourth quarter to draw back within two. McComas 36, CM 34, McComas to inbound. In the Camden Ransville it goes. Over on the wing to Hendrick Barnes. Now back up top, it goes to Ransville. His shot goes off the iron, no good. Clark comes away with a rebound. Clark heads down the floor with 5 minutes to go. The Eagles have a chance to tie or perhaps take the lead for the first time tonight. Clark over on the far side, dishes it off to Coleman in the corner. Coleman goes back up top. They'll swing it around the perimeter, looking for Adams at the high post. And Fizz Zupan for three. This one comes up long and strong, and the Redskins come up with a rebound. They pull the dribble before they get to midcourt. That wasn't a good idea. but they're able to get the ball across the midcourt line, and with 4:30 to go, they'll set the offense up. Austin McDowell on the point gives it to Carter Sobel. They try to force the ball into Braden Sobel. It's stolen by the Eagles, who go quickly the other way. Adams off the glass, and it's good. Jaquan Adams with his fourth point of the quarter give him 13 points on the night, and as we hit the 4:10 mark, we're knotted at 36. Redskins going to slow things down, try to get into a methodical offense to Braden Sobel. He's looking for Carter Sobel and throws it a little high. It'll go out of bounds for turnover number 8. 4 turnovers in the first half, 4 turnovers here in the second half for the Redskins. That one a costly one as we're tied, and this will give the Eagles a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Zupan sitting on a couple four threes on the night, I should say. Gives it down in the corner to Boost. Boost back up top to Zupan between the circles. A little bit out of his range, so he'll take his time and pull the ball over on the right wing. Want to see if he can't pull that Nokomis defense out a bit. They don't budge, so he'll kick it over to Clark on the left wing. Clark and Zupan, double high guard position. They have a two-guard front. Clark down in the corner to Boost. Boost back to Clark. Clark going to dribble over to the head of the key and give to Zupan, who will drive into the middle, give off to Boost, and he deposits it. Nice play that time as Will Boost took the pass from Zupan, and his bucket gives the Eagles a 38-36 lead as we hit the three-minute mark. Can the Redskins answer here? They'll pass the ball patiently around the perimeter, get it into Braden, and he'll go back up top. Three-point shot is good! Camden Ramsdell comes up with a huge three right when the Redskins needed it most. He drains it from the head of the key. That's the first or second three-pointer by Ramsdell. Back the other way, Zupan shot. Comes up a little bit long and a little bit strong. Now the Redskins bring the ball back down with a one-point lead. 39-38, Nokomis with the lead. 2-2-2 showing on the fourth quarter clock. It is McDowell with the ball. He'll pass it over to the other side to Ramsdell. Ramsdell gives it back to McDowell. 6'3 senior backs out, resets the offense, dishes off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes now gives it back up to Ramsdell. Ramsdell goes over on the wing to Carter Sobel. He's very patient. Eagles in a double team, and that double team costs Zupan because he's going to draw a foul, but he's also going to get smacked right in the nose. So Zupan, who's had the hot hand from three-point land, just picked up his fourth foul. It comes with 1:57 to go. We have a contact that came out. He'll get that contact back in. Camden Ramsdell says, give me a second. He gets it taken care of, and as he does, Civic Memorial says, I think we need a timeout. 1:57 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Nokomis 39, Civic Memorial 38. Don't go away. We'll be back after these messages on WFMI. Chip Means, our producer, back in the studio. He's had a long night indeed. My name is Gary Boker, up perched up here on the second deck as the Nokomis Redskins have a one-point lead and the ball following the timeout. Being trapped in the middle. I thought it was going to be a travel, and it is going to be a travel. As trying to fight through the double team was Austin McDowell, and he'd forgotten that he had already taken a dribble. They catch it. Turnover number 9 on NHS. Gives the ball back to the Eagles. They trail by 1 with 100 seconds to go. Clark to Zupan as the Redskins going to try to turn up the heat a little on that defense. They'll stretch it just a wee bit. Clark now has the ball between the circles. And the Redskins are satisfied to drop back into their defense a little bit deeper. Clark with the ball over on the side. Thought about a pass. Good thing he didn't, because Carter Sobel was anticipating it. Carter trying to wall off one side of the floor, not let him get to the other, but he dribbles right around him. Into the corner, it goes to Zupan. They'll try the pass to Adams. I don't know how Adams got that shot to drop. He was behind the backboard, did a reverse layup that came back up, kissed the glass, rolled around the rim, and went in. Into the final minute we go. CM with a one-point lead. Nokomis with the ball. Braden Sobel looking to go into Carter Sobel. His shot goes over the rim, and Clark comes up with the rebound for CM. 40 seconds to go, and CM, who has trailed for most all of this night, has the ball and a one-point lead. Foul going to be called on Austin McDowell. It'll be his third. However, Nokomis has only committed three team fouls. So they're going to need to pick up a few more fouls if they want to stop the clock and get the Eagles to the free throw line. 36 seconds showing, 40-39, CM with a one-point lead and the ball. Had to get one player off the floor. Coach Locke had made a substitution. As the Eagles having trouble getting the ball in, they'll go all the way into the backcourt. As Clark tries to spin and go, the foul's going to be called on Austin McDowell. McDowell's going to pick up his fourth. Clark is wincing in pain there. I think he landed hard on his knee. With four fouls, McDowell will have a seat, and they will put Connor Engelman into the lineup for the Redskins. And Engelman will immediately foul the man inbound. That for Connor will be his second foul. That will be 15 foul on the Comas. So the Eagles will inbound with 32 seconds to go. It'll go to Zupan, and Engelman bumps in intentionally, if you get what I mean. So that will be the 16th foul against the Redskins, which is where they want to be right now. With 31 seconds to go, next foul will be a shooting foul, a one-and-one for the Eagles. Clark has the ball being fouled this time by Carter Sobel. Sobel will pick up his second. Clock stops with 27 seconds to go, and the Eagles will walk to the other end of the floor where Caden Clark will shoot the one-and-one. McDowell will come back into the ball game, replacing Connor Engelman, as Clark to the free throw line with 7 points tonight. This is his first trip to the free throw line. The lefty's going to eye it, going to try it, going to buy it. That makes the lead two, but even if he makes this one, it'll still be a one-possession game. 41-39, CM with the lead, as Clark's second free throw is good as well. So he has 5 in the quarter, 9 in the game. The Eagles with a 3-point lead. Down to 20 seconds to go. Inside it goes to the high post to Hendricks. Hendricks on the dribble, down with 15 seconds to go. He'll dish it off to Ramsdale. Eagles playing some good defense, and the Redskins having trouble getting off a shot. Now a foul going to be called against Withers, as driving to the basket was Austin McDowell. Withers will pick up his third. That, however, is only the fifth team foul on the Eagles. So they still have one more to give. B.J. Chauncey will come in to the lineup, replacing Hendrick Barnes, as he will trigger the inbound with 9 seconds to go. The Eagles with a 3-point lead. Withers comes up and stands right in front of the inbound man. B.J. wasn't sure what he wanted to do, so Chauncey calls a timeout, and Coach Kimbrough is going to gather the troops. Let's set things up for you. Civic Memorial 42, Nokomis 39. CM leading for one of the few times tonight. 9.1 seconds to go. The Redskins don't necessarily have to have a three, but they need a quick two, then either get a timeout and go back to fouling. But in any event, it's a three-point deficit for the Redskins. With 9 seconds to go, they'll have the ball out of bounds under their own basket. When we come back, you're listening to WFMI. Well, these two teams played back in November. CM with a 70-61 win over Nokomis. Been a different story tonight, as Nokomis has had the lead for most all night. Now Civic Memorial gives the inbound pass way out front. The three-point shot is no good, as Camden Ramsdell was trying to get the shot to fall. It would not. The Eagles gain the rebound, and the clock runs out, and Civic Memorial, after trailing practically all night, comes back in the end, and as they say, the only score that matters is the final score, and Civic Memorial is going to take home the third place award at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. 42-29, they defeat the Nokomis Redskins. We'll take a break. and come back and recap this exciting tournament action that you've been listening to on WSMI. It's not how you start the game, it's how you finish the game. The Nokomis Redskins started the game with a 12-7 lead after one quarter. They still led at halftime 25-15, a 10-point lead. They only lost 1 point in the third quarter and led 36-27 going into the fourth. But in that all-important fourth quarter, Civic Memorial outscored Nokomis 15-3, and they overcame a 9-point deficit to win by three, 42-39. Looking at the individual scoring, first of all, for the Civic Memorial Eagles, Jaquan Adams had 15, Bryce Zupan had 12, Caden Clark had 9, Will Booth came off the bench with 4 points, and Caleb Denny had 2. Quarters of 7, 8, 12, and 15, the Eagles were a perfect, yes, perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line tonight. They see their overall season record improve to 13-6. For the Nokomis Redskins, they were led in scoring by Camden Ramsdell, who had 8. Austin McDowell contributed 7. Then it was 6 points each for Hendrix Barnes and Braden Sobel. And the final 5 points comes from Carter Sobel. Quarters of 12, 13, 11, and believe it or not, 3 in the fourth quarter. The Redskins were 6-for-8 from the free throw line on the night, but with the loss, they see their overall season record drop to 14-7. Well, that's going to about do it for a busy day of high school basketball on WSMI. Hope you've enjoyed all four games. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Litchfield High School for their hospitality and their warmth as they have welcomed us and showed us a good time and an outstanding tournament. Pat Rentz, the athletic director, hats off to you. Excellent job for running a tournament. Of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors who make these high school basketball games possible. And thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Chip Means, our producer tonight. One final time, our final score from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament is Civic Memorial Eagles 42, Nokomis Redskins 39. This is Gary Boker saying, so long from the hard court.